Joining us now is Karen Kingston, former Pfizer employee, joining us with breaking news tonight. She was just with us last night, but we had to get her back tonight because we have breaking news. Karen, welcome back to the broadcast. I'm going to give you the floor and let you go because I know we're on limited time.
Yeah, thank you for having me back again. And wow, what a powerful interview with Dr. Judy Mikovits.
Indeed. A little tear-jerking, wasn't it? Yeah.
So we're going to rock and roll. Let's just get to the slides. But
okay.
Most of us are aware Project Veritas recently released documents from DARPA and proved that EcoHealth Alliance were the funding arm through the NIH and NIAID.
Let's go to that slide, guys. We're just going to go right to the slides. Go ahead, guys. Okay.
Yeah, through the Wuhan Institute of Virology to create the bioweapon. So I want to put this in context. So in January of 2018, DARPA put out a new program that they have that you can submit for projects, and it's called Preventing Emerging Pathogenic Threats. Go on to the next slide. And they have cartoons in here. So what they explain is that their military, as they travel around to different parts of the world, they could be exposed to emerging viruses that have zoonic origin, and they could transmit between different animals and then be transmitted to a soldier. And in this illustration, the example is the vector for the delivery would be a mosquito, which is why they need to develop vaccines in case there's a zoonic jump of such a coronavirus or a flu or a lentivirus from an animal to a human in case there's an insect that then transmits it to a human. Now, keep in mind the way that Ebola originally came around, the theory was that it was from fecal matter from bats, and then the monkey theory for HIV was that there was sexual intercourse with a monkey. So none of these things actually make sense. As we go through this, you can see that all of these viruses that have been pandemics or epidemics over the year have actually been created by our funding through the NIH, NIAID, and potentially DARPA and the DOD. So just go on to the next slide.
Okay.
So this is the letter from Project Veritas, and it's from Major Joseph Murphy. He had said, he sent a letter out, and originally no one had responded to him. He sent out documents that he found quite alarming that looked like the Wuhan Institute of Virology did indeed create the SARS-CoV-2 virus. And it was used, and it's very harmful to humans. He got no response. And so he finally got a response from someone and said, thank you. I have a feeling that no one understood my original message because there was crickets. No one responded to me. And Joseph, if you see this episode, I empathize with you. I know how you feel. I sent my documents out to probably about 100 people, and I didn't hear from anyone for a long time. But now we're here. So God bless him for being a hero. Go on to the next slide. In his letter, he specifically cites that the SARS-CoV-2 virus is American-created because it was funded by our NIH, NIAID, through EcoHealth. That's American-created recombinant bat vaccine. It was created by EcoHealth here. And he explains where you can find the details under the documents for DARPA Preempt, which I just showed you the cover to, as well as Defuse, which is EcoHealth Alliance's proposal, which we're going to go through. And what's important here is that, he's confirming that this was made in a lab and that allegedly it was originally to be used for vaccinating bats. So the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which was let out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, was not originally a virus per se. It was supposed to vaccinate bats against coronaviruses that could infect humans. Just to be clear, that's a stretch. Okay. Should we just keep going?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going. Keep going. What he says, he explains where you can find these documents, which were unclassified in the month of July of 2020. He said you can find them here. He also has another document in there, which has not been disclosed yet, but the U.S. government, the U.S. military, was 100% knowledgeable that ivermectin, as of April of 2020, was curative. And that hydroxychloroquine was also curative and preventative.
So, in other words, our government knew long ago how to treat this.
Yes, and what's crazy is that it's both preventative and curative. So, curative is quite the declaration. It means pretty much you have 100% efficacy, 99.9%. We don't have any vaccines. There are no pills from Pfizer or Merck. that actually are reaching that curative level. So it's truly ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Everything that's been done has been grossly unethical, including the studies at Pfizer. So when Pfizer and Merck did their studies for the pills, the control group should have been an ivermectin or a hydroxychloroquine. And if Dr. Fauci's argument is that, well, those have never been in a placebo-controlled, double-blinded study, blah, 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 go to ophthalmic surgery, okay? And when you have ophthalmic surgery done, you get what's called a non-steroidal eye drop, an NSAID, and you also get an antibiotic, right? Because it's unethical to perform a surgery without giving someone an antibiotic before the surgery or an NSAID. The original ones that were used never went through FDA approval. They simply used them. The ophthalmic surgeon simply used them. They didn't do a placebo control because it'd be unethical to deny this type of treatment to a patient. So these studies that were done by Pfizer, it was unethical to have a placebo group and let people become progressively ill and die and not give them ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine because of real-world evidence that showed that it worked. So that is actually a crime. So anyway, go on to the next slide.
All right.
I'm sorry to do the ophthalmic reference, just to put in perspective. So this is also part of Major Joseph Murphy's letter. And what he says here is that, you know, the reality is that a single epitope vaccine, so will have little effect against SARS-CoV-2. What he's saying is this only produces one binding site for an antibody, and it's not going to have any effect in preventing infection or progression of disease. And he says, as indicated in the proposal from EcoHealth. He also confirms that mass vaccination actually accelerates gain of function for SARS-CoV-2. It actually makes more mutant variants. Keep going on to the next slide. So to put this in perspective, this is the actual proposal from EcoHealth Alliance. And I want to go through it because there's nothing I enjoy more than cartoon sketches from genocidal sociopaths, right? They do these crazy sketches. So as you go through the proposal, you can see here, good job, EcoHealth and Peter Daszak. They reiterate what they said in the preempt DARPA request for proposals, basically, which is that, hey, there's bats out there. The bats can actually, you know, fly around and spread disease, and that's going to infect the military, which is why we need to look through the bat population. We need to find what's QS quasi-species potential for infection, specifically around the coronavirus, and binding to ACE2s. Then we need to actually create chimeric viruses so that we can create a virus for the bat so the bat doesn't shed the virus to a human. And we're going to make sure that we use the virus that kind of looks like a human virus, kind of looks like a bat virus. We'll test it out in mice and human embryonic kidney cells. And then we're going to use artificial intelligence to actually formulate future vaccines that might be needed. So that's okay. What this little...
So what is the real... What is the real...
The words are terrifying, but the cartoons are cute. So
But I'll make sure the audience understands. This didn't come from bats. This was created in a lab. So is all of this here is completely fiction being fed to what, the government, to Congress, to whoever's funding these things? This is all a complete lie to get funding to actually develop it in a lab, right?
Right. I think that's why they have the cartoons, because it's a storybook.
So they did cartoons so the morons in Congress could follow along.
Yeah.
Maybe
well,
they put pubescent little children on there, more members of Congress would really pay attention.
Yeah. Well, DARPA rejected this proposal. They went to their buddies at NIH and NIID and got the funny. But let's just keep going through it.
Okay.
Yeah, this is all fictitious. And
this is all fictitious. I'll make sure the audience just understood what you said. This is all fictitious to give cover to funding so they can really create it in a lab. It has nothing really to do with bats.
Oh, no, it has to do with bats because they use the bat sequencing to, you know, create a super virus to inject into humans. Yeah.
But this didn't come.
The concept of vaccinating bats to prevent our military from getting infected, I mean, that's moronic.
But what I'm saying is this didn't occur in the bats naturally, as we were led to believe, like the wet markets in China. This is stuff that gets created in a lab, correct?
That's correct, but they lied and said it did occur naturally. Let's go through the proposal and I'll show you where they lie.
All right.
Yeah, because we've gone through this stuff. So here it says that their technical approach first is that they're going to go through all the bats that have a high spillover rate. The SARS-CoV, that little R means it's a bat coronavirus, okay? So they're going to sequence their spike proteins, reverse engineer them to conduct binding assays, right? And insert them into bat coronaviruses. Look at this name, Wuhan Institute of Virology 1, Wuhan WIV-HU1. That is the HU1 spike protein right there. They're going to put it into that backbone. And they very clearly say these use bat coronaviruses, not human, not traditional SARS-CoV-1, and are exempt from the dual use and gain of function concerns because we're just putting them in bats. But then they say to infect humanized mice and assess the capacity to cause SARS-like disease. Down here, they say they have a nanoparticle transmission through the skin and an aerosol system. We'll get to that later. So just go to the next slide because I know we're tight on time. So here they keep going on to say that bat coronaviruses are genetically diverse, especially regarding the spike protein, and they're very divergent. They're very different from the human coronavirus, SARS-CoV-1. However, our test cave site in Yunnan province, which is in China, harbors a quasi-species population assemblage that contains all the genetic components of the human SARS-CoV coronavirus. They've isolated these three strands. One of them is that spike protein that the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine produce now, and these two other strands. And unlike the bat coronaviruses, they don't contain the two deletions, da da da. So they're saying, look, we looked into these bat caves, we looked at over 10,000 samples, and we found there was a handful of bats that actually had human coronavirus in them. It's a bunch of hooey, because they patented this stuff, and you can't patent stuff that's in nature. So the Wuhan Institute of Virology made a bunch of coronaviruses that were a hybrid between bats and humans and said they found them in a cave. But let's keep going.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's keep going. So they said, this is our idea, and this is the DARPA's response to the proposals from James Gimlet. The total cost was just over $14 million to create a bioweapon to unleash on the world. Go to the next slide. And James said, hey, we're not going to fund this because EcoHealth does not mention or assess potential risk of gain of function. And this is clearly gain of function, violating the moratorium that was put in place. And EcoHealth aims to synthesize spike proteins that can bind to human cells and then insert them into backbones of bat coronaviruses to see if they can induce SARS-like disease. They said, no, this is way too dangerous for humans. We're not going to fund this because it's too risky if this infects human beings. Go to the next slide. That's DARPA rejected it. So this goes on in the proposal. This is page 6 of the proposal. And remember, I've always said that the gain of function and chimeric are interchangeable. Chimera is the Greek beast that guarded one of the islands in the Iliad, and it's a monster. You take different animals together and you make a monster of a virus. That's what they did. They took different animal species of viruses and made a monster virus. So they take chimeric SARS-CoV-2 bat genes, so those sequences, and they put it into a human backbone. And they reconstructed the full-length spike proteins. These are the two of them. One of them is the Wuhan Institute HU1 spike protein, which is produced by the vaccines. And this causes SARS-like illness in humanized mice. And this is what's so terrifying. With clinical signs that are not reduced by SARS-CoV monoclonal antibody therapy or vaccination. So they're saying, with this injection that we're making, when we produce Wuhan HU-1, we don't have antibodies or vaccination that can actually stop it from binding to your HU receptors and causing disease and inflammation.
Oh, wow.
So this is from Major Jason Murphy. Yeah, this is EcoHealth's proposal. Let's just keep going through
okay,
this because I know
I got 60 seconds.
Okay, let's see where we end then. Keep going. I'll skip over this. Keep going. So this article, go back because I want to point this out. This was an addendum to the proposal that EcoHealth Alliance provided. And this was published in March of 2016. And this was a study. And what the study is, just read the headline. SARS-like Wuhan Institute Virology COVID virus poised for human emergence. So they say that they focused on severe acute respiratory SARS-like viruses. The results indicate that the Wuhan Institute of Virology spike protein or novel coronavirus cluster has the ability to directly infect and may undergo limited transmission in the human population. It says at the bottom there that they need to prioritize pandemic strains, and they also need to document the threat posed by the Wuhan Institute of Virology HU-1 spike protein for emergence into human populations. This was locked and loaded, ready to go in March of 2016. Well, you can go to the split screen now. One of the things that they talked about in this is that the transmission between humans is actually unlikely because of, as I've said many times, the virus is very unstable. That's why they needed to make the biosphere with the lipid nanoparticles and make a cholesterol biosphere to put around it. So there's very limited transmission from human to human. It has to be administered as a vaccine. And the three ways it can be administered as a vaccine is one, an injection in the arm. Two is as an aerosol. Remember the outbreak in New York City? They talk about using this as an aerosol to infect bats in their caves. So think of a subway in New York City, spraying down the New York City cave system. They also talk about using, at the cave entry points, movement monitors so that when a bat goes in, they can spray them. And as the bat goes out, they can spray them and vaccinate them. And the last way that they can use this vaccine to infect people is transdermal. So putting a patch on that would go into your skin. So the only way to really get infected if you're not completely immunocompromised is by a vaccine, whether it's aerosol, injection, or transdermal. That's the only way to really get infected by this virus. And so, because it's a COVID vaccine.
So DARPA says no to this, but the NIH or NIAID picks it up anyway. Is that who picked it up?
Yeah, then Fauci and Collins picked it up.
So DARPA says no, too dangerous, but for Frankenstein and his buddy, so Fauci and Collins pick it up.
Yeah, they picked it up and they funded it. Mm-hmm. And they also patented the codons, some of the codons that are in there that are used.
So all of this alone should be enough for Fauci to be arrested and tried in international court.
Yes, he committed premeditated mass genocide. Absolutely, he did. And so, and Ralph Baric as well. Ralph Baric is on the team. He's in the org chart. American taxpayer dollars paid him over $111 million to create these chimeric gain-of-function viruses. It's worse than I even thought. It's not even just taking the different viruses and putting them together. It's that when the virus produces the spike protein, they actually modified the spike protein so that antibodies won't bind to it. So the part that causes the disease, the antibodies your body produces just bounce off of it like bullets to Superman. They actually modified it to make sure that that would happen.
To make sure it was as deadly as possible, make you sick.
Yeah, to permanently disable, injure, and kill you.
Mm-hmm. All right, I wish we had more time, but if you need to come back, let me know. We appreciate you as always. I hope people will support her financially at myfight.com, mifight.com. She spends hours doing all this for us, and you can support her financially at mifight.com, mifight.com. Thank you as always, Karen.
Thank you, Brandon. Have a good night.
You too, Karen. Karen checking in, myfight.com.